And welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner, reestablished on Republic Broadcasting. I've been thinking it probably takes a minimum, listeners, of $250 an hour to keep this broadcast in place. $250 an hour, a minimum. When you think of the staff in place to keep the network operational when I'm on the air, it's probably closer to $300 an hour to keep this broadcast operating. So, and expect to have to support this because there's no corporate sponsors here. There's no corporate sponsors with the deep pockets to support a network that will brainwash you like what you see on the television. So it's very, very important that you contribute on a needed, on a daily basis if you can, on a weekly basis if you can, but most emphatically on a monthly basis. You've got to do this. At minimum $250 a month to keep this broadcast operating. And those bills just keep coming in. They never stop. And like I've said, I've done a lot of research into broadcasting. 9 years of broadcasting has brought me to a lot of thoughts and directions about what it takes to make a network proper and working in the right direction for the restoration of our constitutional republic, which we've never lived under. And that's just the bottom line, people. An armed society is a safe society, and yet they want to take our weapons away from us, just like other countries. Other countries that have been disarmed, obviously you've seen what's happened in the past. State Department Publication 7277 that Terrell was referring to from 1961 is to completely disarm this country. And in the U.S. Code, it says so. It's there in the U.S. Code, and I covered it last week. For those of you that did not research or did not listen, go to the U.S. Code, Arms Control and Disarmament, and you'll find it in there, listeners. And there you have it. So this article, this individual says, nature, of course, does bear some of the blame. Recurring droughts is part of life in Africa. Farmers have learned to cope, but exploiting population growth sucks up water, pasture, and livestock. Well, once again, it can be made to rain in Africa, just like it was made to rain in Vietnam to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. It was used back then. Weather modification is a reality. Weather modification incorporated is a reality. The weather modification section of our website is an obvious reality that needs your attention. This article continues, many food crises result from bad government and civil wars. Isn't that amazing? After 30 years after winning independence from France, Niger has ruled by coup and military dictatorship. Now it's a peaceful, multi-party democracy, but its desert is getting bigger and droughts are unrelenting. Well, droughts are unrelenting. Is drought inducement being used in Africa? Is the direction to reduce the population of Africa a reality? And keep this all in place, listeners, as we think about directions and think about situations, and we see Russia-China issue joint statement on New World Order. This is dated July 4th, listeners. China and Russia Friday issued a joint statement on a New World Order in the 21st century, setting forth their common stand on major international issues, such as UN reforms, globalization, North-South cooperation, and world economy and trade. Connecting the dots is very, very simple today, listeners. The statement was signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's going to be the next president of the G8, listeners, and visiting Chinese President Hu Jintao after their talks. I see. Mao Zedong will be so grateful and so happy in his grave, realizing China and Russia issue a joint statement on New World Communist Order, listeners. We'll be back. support the broadcast. Your donations are necessary, listeners. There is a donate section on the website, rbnlive.com. That's rbnlive.com. Or if you don't have computer ability, write this down. Write this down and don't lose this address and send your donations as you can. But minimum $100 a month, minimum. Better $100 a week, listeners, because all of us here are doing our best to restore a constitutional republic that we've never lived under. Never. I'll debate that for a long time with anyone. It's just like the traffic tickets and fighting traffic tickets. Good people are fighting traffic tickets. I don't believe in that because I think traffic needs to be regulated. What would happen if it wasn't regulated with all the people on the road? You might not be here today. I might not be here today if traffic wasn't regulated. You can fight all you want. You can argue all you want. But I draw the line there, listeners. And the disarmament of our country is very, very paramount and very, very important. There's enough awake people in our country to keep it from happening. But yet, in the U.S. Code, they want to completely disarm the world. And this is part of it. So, for the donation direction, listeners, Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, 1015 South Mays Street. That's 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100. Very, very important to do this, people. If you want this to continue, everybody has to donate. And make this a flourishing network. Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Very important to make your checks payable to CSIN. That's CSIN. But mail them to Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And make those checks payable to CSIN listeners. Very, very vital direction in place. I'm just so amazed at how things are today and how you can see the thing unfold in our papers, the whole situation in place. And back to this EIR report on population reduction. Once again, says this individual Ferguson regarding this Global 2000, quote, we will go into a country and say there is a development plan. Throw it out the window, start looking at the size of your population and figure out what must be done to reduce it, end quote. If you don't like that, if you don't want to choose to do it through planning, then you'll have an El Salvador or an Iran or worse, a Cambodia, end quote. According to an NSC spokesman, that's the National Security Council, the United States now shares the view of former World Bank President Robert McNamara that the quote-unquote population crisis is a greater threat to U.S. national security interests than nuclear annihilation. Quote, every hotspot in the world corresponds to a population crisis point, end quote, said Ferguson, who would rename Brzezinski's Arc of Crisis doctrine the Arc of Population Crisis. Brzezinski. Somebody called in last week when Hans was on and said Zbigniew Brzezinski said Afghanistan was the Soviet Union's Vietnam. Well, certainly he's going to say that. Brzezinski's an insider. That's ridiculous to think that Brzezinski can be trusted, listeners. The whole reason for Afghanistan was to create a terrorist network, according to Hansa Molina, who's a weekly guest on this broadcast, should be with us on Thursday. This is corroborated by statements in the NSC ad hoc group's April 1980 report. There is, quote, an increased potential for social unrest, economic and political instability, mass migration, and possible international conflicts over control of land and resources, end quote, says the NSC report. It then cites, quote, demographic pressures, end quote, as key to understanding, quote, examples of recent warfare in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, El Salvador. Honduras, and Ethiopia, and the growing potential for instability in such places as Turkey, the Philippines, Central America, Iran, and Pakistan, end quote. Through extraordinary efforts, the ad hoc group and OPA estimate that they may be able to keep 1 billion people from being born through contraceptive programs. And keep in mind, National Security Study Memorandum 200, it's right there on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Never in human history has it been so easy to wake up the population. But as the ad hoc group's report states, the best efforts of the Shah of Iran to institute clean programs of birth control failed to make a significant dent in the country's birth rate. The promise of jobs through an ambitious industrialization program encouraged migration toward overcrowded cities like Tehran. Now under Ayatollah Khomeini, remember this is 1980, the clean programs have been dismantled. The government may make progress because it has a program, quote, to induce up to half of Tehran's 6 million residents to relocate, as well as possible measures to keep rural migrants from moving to cities, end quote. Behind the back of the President Ferguson and others involved in the OPA and NSC group maintain that the United States will continue a foreign policy based on a genocidal reduction of the world's population. What is going on in the Middle East? What is going on in Iraq today, listeners? Is Iraq better off today under our coalition or under Saddam Hussein, listeners? Quote, we have a network in place of co-thinkers in the government, end quote, so the OPA case officer. We keep going no matter who is in the White House, end quote. But Ferguson reports that the White House does not really understand what they are saying and that the president, quote, thinks that population policy means how do we speed up population increase, end quote. As long as no one says it differently, said Ferguson. And that's a quote as well. We will continue to do our jobs, end quote. So this is all there on the website, AmericanExpose.com. It's all vital information. Very, very important for you to understand who the Population Council is and the United Nations Population Fund. And Dennis and Menace has done all the hard work and legwork for us, listeners. It's all there. Back to the newspaper. Dated yesterday, Sunday, U.S. and North Korea have basis for agreement. This is laughable. Keep in mind what we've just covered in the last hour. Talks to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons focus Saturday on a draft statement. The main U.S. envoy praised as a good basis for discussion, a sign of possible progress after an unprecedented 5 days of meetings. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You see, the Soviet Union was created by the Wall Street bankers, the Federal Reserve System. The Soviet Union helped to supply communist Chinese with the power to overthrow Chiang Kai-shek's military. According to Reverend Leslie Millen, who made a presentation in 1965, and you can get that tape from Dr. Stan Monteith in Radio Liberty. You can get this tape from Dr. Stan Monteith, how the communists took China. He talked about how Chiang Kai-shek's administration, the leader of Free China, how his administration was corrupted to the point where the people of China said, oh my gosh, let's just give communism a chance. It can't be any worse than what we have. And this is where the road is in America today. The Communist Party USA will agree with me. So the people of Communist China back in 1949 said, well, let's give Communist China a chance. And the people of Free China said this. It turned communist. The people fleeing China to Formosa, which is now Taiwan, said to Reverend Leslie Millen, come with us. You have to come with us. And he didn't. He said he has to stay with his people. You can't believe the tortures he was put under. Reverend Leslie Millen, a statement made in 1965. Everyone needs to listen to this. Every classroom needs to hear this. Not going to happen. Government control of schools. But it needs to be done, people. It needs to be done. And this is the point. So this article, U.S. North Korea have basis for agreement. However, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill said differences remain with North Korea on a resolution of a 2.5-year-old nuclear standoff, which has raised regional tension and concerns that it could spark an arms race in East Asia. Well, keep in mind, Asia, Southeast Asia, all under totalitarian communist control by design back in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Bobby Garwood, the only POW to make it out of Vietnam alive, to say there were more, was totally vilified. Bobby Garwood was taken as a prisoner of war in 1965. He found a way to get out in 1979. He's been vilified ever since by those in control that want their pensions. Bobby Garwood is a true American hero. No one will ever convince me otherwise. Bobby Garwood was vilified, and he proved the government agencies wrong in his determinations when he went back in 1992 to prove his points. No publicity at all. Nobody knows about Bobby Garwood. Well, now we've got a network to bring him back. I'm going to work hard on getting Bobby Garwood on this network, listeners. That'll be amazing. We'll be back to continue. Stay with us. If you care to call in, it doesn't bother me if you don't. I know you're listening, and I know you're concerned, and certainly I have much to cover, listeners, as Darren and Dennis make my work much easier. That's all I've ever wanted to do is coordinate with others to do the right thing for our country. You have the Population Council, and they say research makes the difference. What's the Population Council? An NGO of the UN system, listeners. It's an international nonprofit, non-governmental organization that conducts biomedical, social science, and public health research. For more than 50 years, the council has been evaluating and developing sustainable approaches to enhancing people's health and well-being in the following areas: biomedicine, gender and family dynamics, HIV/AIDS. Is HIV/AIDS a creation, listeners? Well, some say yes. Created in the 1970s. Infants and children, quality of care, reproductive health, social science, strengthening local resources, transitions to adulthood. And they talk about the fact that the Council's studies in family planning publishes new analysis by experienced practitioners on the UN's Millennium Development Goals. The Millennium Development Goals formed at the turn of this century, listeners. The Millennium Development Goals. Can you believe that? Well, it's just the way it is. 800-313-9443 if you care to call in. Iran rejects request for delay. Iran on Saturday rejected a request from European negotiators to postpone by a week the announcing of new European proposals for resolving the dispute over Iran's controversial nuclear program. France, Britain, and Germany, acting on behalf of the 25-nation European Union. Well, I thought the European Union was voted down, listeners. Not when the euro's in place. Have been expected to present the proposals to Iran by the beginning of August, but requested a delay until August 7th, said Ali Agha Mohammadani, spokesman for Iran's powerful security decision-making body, the Supreme National Security Council. Who is the head of the Security Council of the UN system, listeners? Who is the head of the UN's National Security Council? Anybody have an idea? Any idea at all, listeners? The head of the National Security Council at the UN system. Who is the head of it today? That's your responsibility. CAFTA, listeners. Well, we know it's a done deal. I knew it would be a done deal. I wasn't going to say anything. You need to put your pressure on FTAA. You need to increase our numbers in the phone calls. The sheer numbers of people in this country will determine the future of this country and how they pull off this next terrorist event and frighten the American people into capitulation even further. I mean, have you ever tried flying today? Have you tried boarding a plane today, listeners? So, according to Charlotte Isabee, July 28th, just what exactly is the significance of the captive vote as it relates to our ability as American citizens to shape our destiny? When promises of pork are made to congressmen to change their votes, is that not bribery? Is it the use of positive or negative reinforcement of operant conditioning? And that's rewards and punishment. Basically, what the Russian Ivan Pavlov and the American B.F. Skinner recommended as a method to change animal behavior and to create robots? Such conditioning bypasses the brain with all the important functions which distinguish man from an animal. Memory, conscience, imagination, insight, and intuition, functions by which human beings know absolutes and truths, are able to know God. Unfortunately, operant conditioning works, whereas trying to persuade a human being to change his mind or vote using reason, logic, etc., does not always work, since one is up against an individual's free will and conscience. Have you ever known a dog, an animal without free will or conscience, who would not drool and sit when he is assured of getting a dog biscuit? The congressmen who changed their votes from undecided to yes were victimized by the use of Pavlovian, Skinnerian operant conditioning. In fact, most of the congressmen and senators who voted yes were undoubtedly victims of this inhumane method of controlling behavior through the promise of goodies or pork for their congressional districts, in which case their constituents will reward them by re-electing them the next time around. The more this animal training method, which is positive negative reinforcement, is used on Americans, the more we will see consciousless robotic actions at all levels of our society. And she doubts that the congressmen and senators who voted yes and those who caved in even know what she's talking about, since they have been through the government schools which use the Skinner method, kindergarten through 12th grade. Especially computers have been exposed to the media's constant conditioning, especially via TV and videos, which are Skinnerian operant conditioning machines, and have been led to believe that it is perfectly normal to make a decision based on the assurance of a reward, listeners. Yes, 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 a real setup in place. Communism dead? You've got to be joking. We'll be back to continue and talk about communitarianism, too, sometime during the broadcast or this week. Communitarianism reinvented communism in America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Keep in mind, listeners, as I continue the broadcast, support of this network very important. Your pledges are most encouraged. I hope you do so. $100 a week, $100 a month. Must do this, listeners. The address for Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, is 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100. That's 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You that heard me before, that liked what I did, need to support this. Minimum $250 an hour to keep this broadcast in place. Minimum. Probably much more. Oh, boy. We're joined with John Stadmiller. Listeners, keep in mind, Executive Order 11552, providing for details and transfers of federal employees to international organizations. It started in 1970 by Richard Nixon, and that's where we deal with disinformation syndrome affects federal government. We'll cover that as we can. John, hello, my friend.
Well, hello. How are you doing this afternoon, Chris?
Well, so far, so good.
Well, I appreciate it. This is going to be my first day back on the air since, little argument with a dirt mound with a motorcycle.
Since John's get-off.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people have told me that I'm healing like a 20-year-old and not a 52-year-old.
Wonderful to hear. God's in charge, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. He smacked me on the bottom June 25th, and he said, I'm going to put a little twist of irony here. Probably the first time anybody has ever had a motorcycle accident and the bike didn't fall over,
yeah,
but the operator went flying.
Well, one thing for sure, you're back and you're on the mend very well, and you're coming back today, you say.
I am coming. I will be on the air right after your program in about 24 minutes and 40 seconds. I will be back in my old spot.
Oh, boy.
From 4 to 6 p.m., first hour, 12-160 on a shortwave, second hour, 77-65, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, 74-65. It's been a long time since I've said that. And a note about the pledge drive, we're going to continue that this week. And, folks, you know, I've had a lot of time to reflect over the 4 weeks that I've been off. Well, 2 weeks, I didn't know what planet I was on due to the pain medications, but, you know.
That's when you decided to have me back.
Yeah, I need somebody up there making cognitive sense on the airwaves, but, no, I've had a lot of time to think, Chris, and reflect on, you know, not just about the network, but
sure,
the country in general.
Yeah.
People's attitudes, things that are going on, how they're getting involved, or more importantly, maybe not getting involved. And I thought to myself, and I had a chance to sit back and evaluate my position, my wife, which I couldn't have done this network without her.
I'll bet.
I've kicked her out of the office this week because her cheese was starting to slide off her crackers. And I can tell when I mentioned something to my wife, and 5 minutes later she looks at me and said, no, you didn't say anything about that.
Hmm.
I'm like, yes, honey, you need some time off. So she's out this week. She is receiving some rest and relaxation.
Wonderful.
And she'll be back with us next week. But, you know, Chris, it just gave me an opportunity to sit back and reflect about what we're doing, how fast we're doing, the immediacy of the actions that we're taking, the information that we're spreading. And, you know, I had a chance to review some pretty good information. Somebody here at the network pointed out, well, they looked at our website, got in there, and said, well, look, you got 4.5, almost 5 million hits on the site, RBN Live, last month. But I took a look at the numbers. You know, this is a game that people will play with you, saying, well, we get 5 or 10 million hits. Well, no, that's a little deceiving, because once somebody gets to your website, that counter will count everything that you click on that website. It
right.
doesn't necessarily reflect that we had 4.5 million visitors. We
right.
need to be at 4.5 million visitors, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we're growing, but we're not growing fast enough. And we're going to be instituting some programs on this network. They're going to directly involve people. And it's the old adage of on the pot or get off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to challenge people as to how they're spreading the word about the information that they're hearing. A lot of people are acting like informational sponges out there. They're collecting all the information. They'll call us here at the network if they missed one word on a shortwave broadcast, or they missed an address or a number or a video or a book. Or there's a lot of people out there paying a lot of attention to the detail, but there's one thing that they're missing, and that's if we're going to get this country back, forget about the success of RBN. If that is a tool that's going to be used in the restoration of this great republic, so fine and dandy. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that there are not enough people that know what's going on. They're getting involved to spread the word about what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you personally, in your personal time or my personal time, we don't have enough time to talk to individuals to make a difference. But I'll tell you who does, and that's the very people that are listening to this program today.
Yes.
They are our informational ambassadors. And, you know, and I understand there's some people that they can't put two sentences together without stumbling, or if they get questioned on a particular subject, they may be a little weak in their knowledge. But you know what? Chris, that's why we're here, because we cover the gamut.
Yeah.
And the only thing that they have to do is let people know about RBN. And it's very simple. We're going to start instituting a program here that we're going to be calling Check It Out. And that's simply going to be, we're going to supply the listeners with everything that they need to inform people. Flyers are going up on the RBN site right now that are downloadable and printable by everybody.
Mm.
These are flyers that you can hand out to people. Or maybe you've been to a grocery store and seen somebody selling a cat or a dog or a service, and they put their information with the little tabs on the bottom. Well, we're putting those on the network so you can print those out. We also have bumper stickers. I don't know how many people, Chris, how many people got tired of hearing me talk about calling into the network to get free bumper stickers. Hmm. Well, over a year, an entire year's time, we've only managed to get rid of 500 bumper stickers when we know we've got tens of thousands of people out there listening each and every day but don't want to take the time to call us to get a free bumper sticker to put it on their car. In the eventuality, somebody's going to see that out of curiosity, dial it up, and then we have the prospective opportunity to have another patriot out there that wants to change what's going on in this country. So, again, it boils down to the numbers. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be instituting that. And quite frankly, I'm going to expend every ounce of energy and every dollar that I have in this fight. But we're not going to continue to do it if the listenership out there is not interested in becoming those ambassadors to get this country back. Forget support of the network. If we don't get our country back and any tool available out there, this is going to be an exercise in futility.
Yes.
And I am not into that, and I know you're not.
No.
And I don't think there's any host on this network that would say, well, you know, as long as a few people out there wake up, that's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the whole enchilada, folks. This is and this is not a dress rehearsal.
Absolutely. Well stated, because the sheer numbers of people waking up is one thing, but getting active. And if you've never called a talk show before, listeners out there, you can script it. You can read the words. You can drop off after you made your statement. And it's very, very easy to get started doing this.
It is. And we're going to provide people out there, because we know not everybody is a talk show host in waiting. Not everybody is the great communicator. You know, and there's very few people in my life that I don't care what walk of life they came from, whether they were doctors, lawyers, you know, the delivery guy at the local grocery mart, whatever the case, I had the ability to communicate
mm-hmm.
with a lot of different people on a lot of different informational stratas. But the point is that a lot of people out there can't or won't for some reason that they can't. So we're going to make it even easier. The Check It Out program is simply going to be this. How many people did you put information of where they can go to pick up more information on what is really going on and the immediacy and the need for these people to be informed? So we're going to be even offering free business cards, people that want to just hand out business cards in a, you know, an impromptu conversation at your local Stop and Rob or your gas station or wherever. We're going to make it more easy than ever to allow these people to do just that, because I've seen the actual hit numbers to this network last month. And even though they're increasing every month, it's not going to the degree that we need it to. So there's been a lot of people out there that have been soaking up the information, a lot of folks out there, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people out there, Chris, and you know them as well as I, that have gone bent over backwards and have attempted to carry this whole load on their own shoulders. And quite frankly, folks, it's unfair to them, and it's unfair all the way around. So we've all got to be a little bit involved in this, because it is all for our own good, and that and at stake for our future prodigy, our future children, our future generations yet to come. So I'm going to be hot on this subject today. I don't have any scheduled guests. I have guests scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday, but for today it's going to be a welcome back, I'm here, I'm alive kind of thing, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm sure the listeners will look forward to that in a few moments, because you've done a tremendous job in getting this established, and I've done a lot of research into networks and what it takes to operate them, and I envy you, and my hat's off to you in your direction, because I know what it takes. And
we're not going to rest on our laurels either. I mean, we've got a network that started here, but I am not happy with the numbers. I'm not happy with our reach. That's my job. That's what we're going to do, is we're going to go to more outlets that are going to be able to put that information forth. But from a personal level, person to person, we are going to rely on our listeners out there, because we're in a dogfight here to get our country back, and quite frankly, it transcends politics, it transcends even on-air personalities or anything else. We've got a real problem here, and we better start addressing it as mature adult individuals, or quite frankly, we're going to get our butts kicked. And I do not want to see the salt of the earth, the listeners to this network, or anybody else's shows out there, or people that have a deep, abiding love and concern for this country, to see their efforts wasted. Any efforts that people are putting forth right now, they need to have a result over. We need to have a result over. And we need to start taking a serious look as to how we're doing what we're doing and start measuring our own success. We can get up there and tell everybody everything is wonderful, we're moving ahead, you know, millions of people are waking up. Well, that's all fine and dandy. That's the rah-rah section. Mm-hmm. But I look at the hard and stark realities of it. We need a lot. We need to do a lot of work yet, Chris. And it's going to be people that are connected, such as you, to this network. They're going to make sure that job's done. But I've got to be freed up, and I've got to be allowed to do what I need to do at a network, because I think I've got a pretty good handle on the situation.
Well, listen, here's the point. You're very cognizant of your employees, because if they don't produce, they don't last.
That's it.
And so you're very cognizant of this, which tells me that you have management abilities that most don't. And so what you need is a good staff around you that frees you up to do what you need to do.
And the key to anything, and I don't care if you're running a network, I don't care if you're running a corner mom-and-pop store or what you're doing, the key to this thing is always what you need around you are good people. And we've got a real good crew here at Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got some of the most notable and most respected talk show hosts out there. Not only for knowledge. There's people out there that I know that have deep knowledge. But I, be honest with you, I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for them and their character. I really wouldn't.
You know, I talked to Dr. Ward Dean yesterday, and he's my medical doctor, and I look up to him for all sorts of directions, including VRP. Hopefully we're going to get them on as a sponsor. But he just raved about your hosts, every one of them. He raved about them. He just, the fastest 4 hours in radio in the morning, and all these different people that are on the network. It's a great crew, evidently, according to Dr. Ward Dean.
Well, and that was first and foremost. I mean, there are people out there that can set up networks. I can give you half a dozen names that work for Clear Channel, but look what those people are doing, or Infinity, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's their networks. That's their informational channels. That's their info entertainment, or their info commercial, if you want.
Yes.
But no, this is ours. This is for us. This is for the country. This is for our God, and this is for our Constitution. And it's going to behoove everybody to take an active role in this. And you're going to see a guy that in the future is going to be less and less, tolerant of people and their excuses and their the ability to look at a bad situation and be tolerant of it. I am going to have zero to no time for people like this in the future, because there's too many people out there that we have yet gotten to. There's too many people out there that would be willing to be in service of their country. I mean, it's not going to cost them their life. It's not going to cost them their fortune. It'll cost them a few minutes out of their day each and every day.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to kicking that off, but we have a more immediate concern at this point in time. You know that we have to switch birds here. We have to switch satellites within the next 30 days. But we have exactly 30 days to do that. So we're going to be moving in the KU direction. You microbroadcasters out there, you need to contact the office. We'll be having the sources for the new KU equipment and also people that can upgrade. Are you ready for this? Put the feed horns from the KU receivers, the dishes, right on your existing big dishes out there for the analog dishes. You know those big 4 and 6 foot jabberdoos?
Yes.
We'll be able to do that so a monsoon can blow over your receiver and you won't lose the signal. But we're going to be making moves and strides in that direction. We're also in the future. And no, I am not an affiliate of ABC, because we'll be running out one of their transponders on one of their birds. We'll be picking up Starguide in the future also, and that's going to be for the bigger markets out there. But suffice it to say, we're covering all the bases here technologically and also for content of network. And we are going to make that maximum effort in this next year. We're only a year old, folks. We've done a pretty good job so far, but I am not one to rest in my laurels until every man, woman, and child out there has the opportunity, probably for the first time in their life, to hear the truth plainly spoken on a daily basis. I am not going to rest, which probably means, Chris, I'll never get to retire.
Well, the point is, I've never been more encouraged and enthusiastic about being on the air in my life. So,
well, I appreciate that. I know that you've run the gamut. You were on a network that you got thrown off of. or invited to leave, let's say. Yeah. Was it the same network that I got thrown off of? It very well could have been. We won't mention any names here. But at any rate, not everybody has that ability, and don't put it on them. I mean, if they don't have the ability for clear thinking, and they want to put their feet in two different puddles, you know, folks, you're just going to have to make the determination of who's out there doing the job and who needs your support. I mean, that's bottom line. I'm not going to go with somebody that they say, and I'm not swearing here, doing a half-fast job, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So at any rate, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to jump off here, but I'm going to encourage people today. We are behind in the bills. The accident that I had was a little unfortunate. We did have a turnover of personnel, some key personnel here, and I did not have the chance to work with them before my accident, but they're in the building now and they're working. But we got behind the eight ball, and we're going to have an emergency fundraising for this network.
Give that address out real quick. I lost it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you take the break in only a minute of your time on the other side of the break.
All right. Very good. We'll be back to continue and wrap it up, listeners. Russians View U.S. Culture is here in the paper, listeners. Russians review U.S. culture in the Oklahoman dated Sunday, and we'll have to wait for that for tomorrow, more than likely. Five Russian women, most of them from Siberia, got a warm Oklahoma welcome. Can you believe this? You will tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be back. Okay, as we wrap it up, John's will be on momentarily, but you have the address for people to support, huh, John?
Absolutely. They can just simply write us a check or send us a money order or FRNs wrapped in foil. We don't care. Here's the address for the network. It is RBN, standing for Republic Broadcasting Network. Just in case you're listening to shortwave today and you didn't catch that, it's RBN, and the address, physical address, is 1015 South Mays, and that's M-A-Y-S, South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you'd like to call, we have a gal standing by today. Her name is Liz. She's a very nice lady, and I know you folks out there want to listen and talk to her. You can call us at 800-724-2719. We'll take a pledge via your credit card or however you want to make arrangements to send that donation over. Or you can simply go to the website, www.rbnlive.com. And on the top right-hand portion of our front page in the website, you'll see a blinking button. That's for the donations. We can do that through PayPal, accepting most major credit cards. And you can do a one-shot donation, or you can do a monthly donation with automatic deductions. But this is not the $5 and $10 crowd here that we're appealing to right now, folks. We need to raise serious money seriously fast. So as much as your heart and your heart connected to those purse strings can open up, we will certainly take your funds and put them to the best use possible. After all, folks, it's for our country. It ain't for us. It ain't for the ego, and it's not for notoriety.
Amen.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Chris, very much, and I'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
Who will be on momentarily, listeners? Stay tuned for that. Professor in Georgia, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Long time no talk to. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Great. Long time no talk to.
It has been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I've had no outlet for much of my information, Chris. I've been trying to get on various networks. Genesis, Michael Trudeau blocked me and told me I wasn't going to get on there. I know Alex Jones probably blocked me, too, from getting on there. You know, Heritage went defunct. I got off of there. I tried talking to John about getting on this network, and I don't know what it is. I get so much static, and I just want to get information out. You've known me long enough. You know I just spew information, and you know I always have a hard time getting people to listen. I really don't know what it is. I feel America is doomed. There's so many gun haters. There's so many lovers of death. I've come up with a new term. It's called load hogs. Lovers of death, haters of God. That's what the Bible says. All those that hate me, says God, love death. And, you know, they're load hogs, and that's exactly what's going on. I've got some information about the Spetsnaz working with Satanists. It's a cover. I believe they're updating all the triggers on all the nuclear bombs. Ed Dames last night on Art Bell. Art Bell did a live show with Ed Dames. Ed's going to Ukraine for 2 years. I believe they're going to locate and update all the triggers and maintain all the bombs here in America. The fuse is lit, Chris.
I don't know what to say. I just know it's a possibility and a probability. And the Russian situation is very, very obvious, and most people want to discount it. The eventual merger of Russia and communist China with this country is very, very apparent. And that is the bottom line. And Russia and China issued joint statement on New World Order. We aren't done with that yet. We'll continue that, too. And thank you, Professor, for being with me for a moment. Russians view U.S. culture. Tomorrow we'll deal with that. And who knows what else. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller, listeners. I've enjoyed being with you. And God bless you all.